Philip Semple, Pierre, these are here. Today's date is 05/15/2025. Dictation is for Afia Mohsin. Mohsin spells M-O-S-I-N. Afia spells A-F-I-A. Date of birth is 11/23/1995. This is a 29-year-old female. Here for follow-up period. Next paragraph, this patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident approximately 33 days ago. Was evaluated. At that time, she was complaining of neck, back, upper and lower pain, back pain period. And she's here today to review MRI results period. She reports no new trauma. And said her pain is essentially the same period. Said whenever it gets, quote, real bad, close quote, says she will take pain medication, which helped, period. Next paragraph. The vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 101/64. Pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph. Neck exam. She has full range of motion with mild to moderate discomfort. She has full range of motion of her upper extremities, also with mild to moderate discomfort. Next paragraph. I reviewed the MRI with the patient. This MRI was obtained without contrast. Of the thoracic spine. Thoracic spine number 3 to number 4, there is a 1.5 millimeter posterior central disc protrusion. There is no central canal or neurofemoral compromise. Thoracic disc number 7 to thoracic disc number 8, there is a 1.5 posterior central disc protrusion with no central canal or neurofemoral compromise. On thoracic disc number 10 to thoracic disc number 11, there's a 1.5 millimeter protrusion. There's no central canal or neurofemoral compromise. I use a diagram to demonstrate what this all means and patient express understanding. MRI of our cervical spine reveals loss of the lordotic curve. Next line, the cervical spine 4 to cervical spine 5, there's a 1.5 millimeter protrusion. And central disc herniation associated with annular tear, which may be related to an acute injury. Next line, cervical spine 3 and cervical spine 4, there's a 1.5 millimeter posterior central disc protrusion. The above findings were demonstrated and confirmed by the radiologist. patient was strongly encouraged to continue medication during exacerbation of her pain. Next line. She may appear to benefit from some physical therapy. She indicated that she would want to think about it and let us know if she wants to move ahead with that. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none and a patient.